This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and we're still joined by Jacob Thomas, director of Adam today. By Francis Poet, a midsummer show that's on at Gasworks from the 4th to the 8th of Feb. Check it out. Now, Dean, something you let me know about something during the week,
yes.
which is very, very interesting, very sad, I think. Very sad. A very sad individual that has been loitering around our scene for some time now, Lyle Shelton. I think he's probably got not many friends here at Joy.
No.
Now
he's the head of the ACL, the Australian Christian Lobby, for those that don't know.
Yeah. He was very noisy throughout the marriage equality campaign. And look, he just won't go away. And he's now in his sights, and his targets are drag queens reading to children.
Yes.
It's a bit of a hot button issue at the moment. It's been covered a little bit by the media. Well, of course, Lyle's jumped on board.
Shock of shock.
Now, Lyle has come specifically for one Dean Arcuri, a.k.a. Frock Hudson, and posted an article, I guess.
A blog on his website. I wouldn't call it an article.
It's probably not fair, is it?
No, it's like a self-published book.
I guess juxtapositioning other work you do within the community with your reading with children and suggesting that perhaps that's not incredibly appropriate. How's it feeling to be in the headlines of one, well, in the headlights, rather, of one Lyle Shelton?
Look, it was a little bit weird. So on Saturday afternoon, I was at a wedding with my family, and I just received a notification from a friend letting me know, someone in our community letting me know that I was in it, and actually, like, there was a picture of me. Obviously, in my drag persona, queer alter ego, Frock Hudson, I have performed at many different events and done many different things. Sometimes, like hosting Naked Man festivals and things like that, and also reading to children. The spectrum of what I do and how I do it as an entertainer is very diverse within our communities, but I've always been very open and public about that. And always in the back of my mind, I did think, well, if someone did enough research and looked back in the history of things, they could make a storm in a teacup should they wish. And lo and behold, that's exactly what Lyle Shelton decided to do. And I don't know whether Lyle did it themselves or one of Lyle's people did it, but they really went through the entire online history of my Frock Hudson. It literally went back years and years to find a scandalous picture here or a scandalous picture there, to coincide with pictures of me reading to children.
Which, to be honest, are not overly scandalous. They're pictures of you blocking out certain parts of men to make them appropriate for Twitter and Facebook.
At the midsummer launch of 2016, quite frankly, it was a public event. Look, it was really interesting. Basically, Lyle put up a blog post saying four drag queens reading to children, and the first number one there here in Melbourne is me, Dean Arcuri.
There's a few in the sights. You got the prestigious position of leading the bunch.
I'd like to say number one.
What do you make of the connection between your work with children in the community and these pictures that he's been posting?
Well, look, I'm an entertainer. They don't have a connection. I have a social media presence that is broad and diverse, just like anyone does. And you can look at a variety of things, but you've got to look at the facts as opposed to try and drawing your own conclusions like Lyle has done. And Lyle has turned around and gone, well, if you think this is appropriate, you know, I'll let parents make their own decision. But what if a child found my social media feed and saw these pictures? And my response to that, Lyle, would be, if a child has access to social media before they should be seeing it, they can see anything on social media and anything that's there. And my concern would be that the parents aren't using parental locks or things like that, or teaching their children the right way to engage with social media so that they're not putting themselves in scenarios to see things that they may or may not want to. Also in this narrative, obviously, Lyle is pushing a very specific agenda about what drag performers are, which are more diverse. They are more than one thing, as are the many different people in our communities. And it doesn't say some really positive things about, like, the advocacy that's done in our communities or speaking positive. It's basically a very negative article. And I've got to admit, I was at a wedding on Saturday when this came out, and I freaked out a little bit. But the reason why I did was because I was concerned about the online backlash that could occur because I was appearing in a Lyle Shelton article. There's been a lot that's happened, not just over the past couple of years, but in the past week about social media aggression and pressure that people have done. And as we're aware from the last Drag Story Time incident and the unfortunate scenario that came out of that in Queensland, you know, that kind of pressure and bullying can be really stressful to people. And I do urge anyone that's triggered by this or concerned in any way to reach out to Switchboard or QLife. There's always someone there who's able to talk to you between 3 p.m. and midnight. And if you need that support, especially within our communities, that does exist. But I freaked out a little bit and I was just like, oh, this could mean the next week of my life could be dealing with people saying things online or sending me messages or private messages.
Have you been receiving any feedback at all?
Nothing.
It goes to show how many people are reading Lyle.
Well, I mean, it goes to show how many people are paying attention to the kind of material that Lyle's putting out there, and that is something that's really wonderful. The only messages I've really received have been from in our own community, quite a few from parents or queer people within Brisbane, because for them it's a really hot button thing. I think we're really lucky and safe here in Melbourne. The pictures that Lyle used online and ones that people actually sent to him were tweets from Midsummer Carnival. I was actually reading to children at Midsummer Carnival in the family precinct that was occurring, and that was really wonderful and great and really wholesome. Actually, the week after then I did a kids show at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent, and there's something truly amazing to be able to just create a fun show for kids, which isn't about telling them about gender or sexuality, but it's just fun.
Jacob, you're a part of the entertainment industry and in many different aspects.
Yeah.
What do you make of sort of making these sort of connections between, you know, different forms of art and like, if you do one thing, does that mean you're not allowed to do another thing?
No, I mean, like I've done Drag Story Time as well. Like, my brows haven't been as glorious as Dean's have. They've kind of disappeared and I just look like I'm all forehead, like Dean normally.
Yeah.
But I think it's... But I think it's this thing of just sort of like, you know, we're artists and that, but that's our career. That's what we do. Like, who we are as people. And, you know, it's just like, what do you think people do in their spare time? It's just like... Mates, like, there are a lot of people who are doing much worse things than reading cute little books to kids with makeup on and a wig.
Yeah.
Also, like, we know how difficult and painful that is to just, like, just keep a wig on for that long whilst also reading to kids. You don't mix kids in entertainment. That's meant to be the golden rule. We should be applauded for that.
But it's also the interesting thing about the narrative in which Lyle has put in the article, which is that we are preaching an agenda to children. We're actually just reading books. We're characters dressed up in a scenario, just reading books to kids. Every children's book has an agenda, and those agendas should always be that kids feel safe, welcome and included.
Yes.
And as long as they're doing that, then that's all that matters. I will say this. I was freaked out at the wedding that I was at, and I showed a couple of different people, family and family friends, and they were all like very confused. And what filled my heart with joy is they were like, who's Lyle Shelton? Oh, he's the head of the Australian Christian Lobby. And they were like, who... What? Who are the Australian Christian Lobby? And I'm like, oh, they got a lot of stuff. And I suddenly realised, and this is something that I think is really important within our communities, I suddenly realised about the bubble that we keep ourselves in and the narrative that we keep within us. Mm. Now, I'm not saying this isn't something that we should just ignore. Someone has put these things out there and they are wrong, the information that put out there, but I'm not going to change the mind of him or his followers anytime soon by anything I say here on this station or in my life or anything in which I do. And that's just the nature of the beast. It's like him thinking he's going to change mine. It's absolutely not going to happen because this is who I am and this is a part of who I am and a part of what I do. But I think it's important for us to all think about the bubbles in which we keep ourselves in and the way in which we see information. Quite a few different groups online did say we should all get online and support Dean and we should all do this and all that. And I actually messaged quite a few people going, I'd actually like you not to do that. Let's not give him...
Make it a non-issue.
Well, let's not give him the oxygen because the fight is what they're looking for.
Yeah.
And we have enough more important battles that we need to focus on within our communities that we don't have to pick up ones that someone just trying to start one with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's look forward to the next Drag Story Time. I mean, this is something that kids are enjoying. I mean, the outcomes for Drag Story Time are far beyond this agenda that Lyle Shelton wants to push.
But it was, I mean, I'm going to be really honest. Like, I was really concerned, and even now I get a lot of, it's midsummer, which means I get a lot of different requests for people on social media to be added to things. And this week I've been a little bit more hesitant. Like, how many followers do I know that they have? Who are they? Are they multiple posts that they've got on their social media? I'm more careful about doing it. And that's what these kind of scenarios do. They give you pause, but they don't make you stop. But the important thing I want everyone to think about and take with them in regard to this is you don't have to feed the beast and you don't have to give it oxygen in regard to things in this and this information. I got great support by many different people in our communities and great support from them. And the people that were like, we should have a go at him. We should do this and that. Actually, let's let Lyle be, because Lyle doesn't matter. You know, let him be with his information and tone in the morning. There are more important things that we can advocate for, and it's not going to stop anyone doing it. But also I want to encourage everyone to show your support for the people and organisations that need it. In regard to the narrative of drag story time, right now that's Queensland and Brisbane that really need it. There are petitions that exist and need the support, because for them, you know, they don't have the same support that I have with this station or the community that I have here, and different states have different experiences, and other people don't have the same experience that I have or the thick skin that I have. So I want to just say thank you for everyone who reached out to me in regard to this, because it was just weird and a little bit strange. And I'm really lucky for the support I've gotten and the fact that no one seems to care what Lyle Shelton thinks. But for other people, it can cause them a lot of distress and concern, and make sure you're showing them that support as well. But don't give the oxygen to the haters. And just as wise words were said at the rise and fall of St. George by Paul Mack on Friday night when I went and saw that, is, you know what, we take the hate and we turn it into something beautiful. And that's what I wanted to do with this.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us, Jacob. Thank you for joining us, Dean, then.
This has been my TED Talk.
We've got plenty more coming up. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Yes, it has. Now, we got a little message in about the conversation we were talking about before, didn't we, Robbie?
We did. We did. Simon wrote in and said, it's ironic that you go on a radio station with a worldwide audience and tell people not to feed the beast. I didn't even know about Lyle Shelton's blog until you told us about it. But now I do. I understand why you did it. I'm just enjoying the irony. Thank you, Simon.
Yes, Simon was just talking about the fact that if you weren't listening earlier, over the weekend, I was targeted for doing drag story time as my queer alter ego, Frock Hudson, in a blog post by Lyle Shelton. And I was talking about the fact that we shouldn't feed the beast, we shouldn't give this stuff more oxygen, and there is an irony about the fact that, yeah, here I am on Joy talking about it, so therefore effectively kind of doing it. And Simon raises an interesting point about how we should engage, and one of the things, I didn't know how to approach this or talk about it, and that's why Robbie and I talked about whether or not it's something I should do here on the show. Since we talk about a lot of different things on the show that affect our lives and other people's lives, it seemed like a good opportunity, but we did want to turn it around into something, take something that someone else makes as a negative and remind everyone about it being positive. But when I talk about not feeding the beast, it's about not poking the bear. It's about not feeding into the narratives on social media and engaging with it further. And the reality is, the only reason why I came into Lyle Shelton's purview was because doing drag story time at Midsummer Festival in the family precinct, people were forwarding pictures of him to him going, yeah, yeah, see, we've got drag story time here. Now, he's a person that opposes it, and that's his choice, but you don't need to throw it in his face either. We can just get on with our lives, because we don't have to expect everyone to get along with us or feel the same way that we do, but that's a choice that he makes, and we can choose to live our lives ourselves.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.